The Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth closes at the end of this week. This morning, we continue our series about the plant by looking back at its 46-year run as told by the people who lived it.
My name is Paul Smith. I was born in April 1946, a long time ago, and kind of came of age with the nuclear age.
The peaceful atom, no longer just a laboratory dream, is here today, working wonders, providing a happier, more abundant world for all mankind.
Began with nuclear and the Boston Edison Company in 1969, when Pilgrim was still under construction. At that time, nuclear was well thought of.
Because the atom has come to town.
I was a member of Greenpeace at the time, and most of the young people starting at the plant in 1969, 1970 had long hair, earrings, motorcycles, and a Greenpeace card. You were being an environmentalist at that time. We have had, over the years, always a certain presence of people that didn't agree that nuclear power was all good.
I'm Diane Turco. I'm director of Cape Downwinders. When I moved to the Cape in 1986, a group of folks were working on Pilgrim.
The plant has been closed since April when serious management and operation problems prompted federal officials to label it one of the nation's worst-run reactors.
So I got this book, The Restart of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant, that was documenting Senator Kennedy's hearing. And I would be sitting at the beach while my children are playing in the water reading this book. And it was very alarming. Our concern is not limited to people residing within the 10-mile emergency planning zone, but for residents of Cape Cod and the South Shore as a whole. And I watched my children play in the beach, and I thought of that, and I said, this is not acceptable.
Boston Edison argues it's ready to reopen.
The NRC wants to see, well, it's great, Pilgrim, you're improving. We want to see you sustain that. That's what we've got to prove.
Hi, I'm Mary Lampert, director of Pilgrim Watch in Duxbury, Massachusetts. First time I became aware of Pilgrim was I read in the local paper, meeting about Pilgrim. We've got to keep it closed.
So there was a big demonstration. I went down with my dear friend Sarah Thatcher, and there was a big yellow line. The police said, don't cross that line. And Sarah crossed the line. I wasn't planning to, but I couldn't let it go by herself. So I stepped over that line, and stepping over that line changed my life.
So you cross the line, the police, you know, say thank you, and they escort you into a bus. And then we went to jail, and it was hysterically funny. Name, age, how much do you weigh? You think I'm going to tell you how much I weigh? Don't be ridiculous. And then the fun sort of ended, because once it went back online, the general public really became totally disinterested.
We were proud to start it. We thought it was recognition that we understood how to be a good plant operator. The next challenge was relicensing. Our 40-year license was to end in 2012.
For a plant like Pilgrim to stay online, it needs permission from the federal government, specifically the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
So there was a process whereby they applied and the public would have the opportunity to intervene. Being young and foolish, only in my 60s at the time, I thought, this isn't going to be a problem. And so the way it went, I would get, let's say, a reply from one of the lawyers. And literally, I would cry. I mean, can you imagine? I would cry. Just, I can't do it. And that's what went on for 6 years.
Tonight, nuclear officials in Japan warning of a possible nuclear reactor meltdown.
An explosion at the troubled Fukushima 1 nuclear power plant.
An estimated 170,000 people have been evacuated to avoid exposure to radiation from damaged nuclear reactors.
When I heard of the disaster happening at Fukushima, my heart stopped because what we knew could happen was happening.
Disaster. The opposition to the nuclear power plant in Plymouth had become as sleepy as a town on the Cape in winter. But the damage at the Fukushima plant has awakened fears among many.
And I think that hit home with so many people. So we had lots of people coming to our meetings and in supporting rallies and demonstrations, writing letters.
Anybody who crosses this line, you will be turned over to the police for trespassing.
We the people!
We the people!
Finally, due to pressure from Congress, they called the game. They said, Pilgrim's license is extended.
Members of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission have voted 3-1 in favor of a new 20-year license for the only nuclear plant operating in Massachusetts.
NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan says the decision comes after the longest review on record.
Based on all the reviews that have taken place, we do believe that the plant would be safe for an additional 20 years of operation.
The Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth, Mass. Is under scrutiny after the Nuclear Regulatory Commission announced it was downgrading the reactor's safety rating.
They were not spending the money that they should spend. They were not doing the maintenance that they were supposed to do.
Well, the handwriting was on the wall last month when the NRC downgraded Pilgrim.
I was driving home from my daughter's house, and I got a call from my friend Eileen Williamson. She said, oh, did you hear the news? Pilgrim's closing. And I was like, oh, yes. I was so excited. I thought I was going to pop out of the car.
Story we're working new at noon today. The only nuclear power plant in Massachusetts will be shutting down by 2019. The owners
they gathered us together in small groups and said the company has run the numbers and that we're going to have to cease operation of the plant. It was, a disappointment.
It became clear that Pilgrim is simply no longer financially viable. Our decision to close Pilgrim was based on a combination of reduced revenues, poor market structure.
In my house, I can see the reactor. And one marvels, how could that small little building across the bay really occupy waking hours of over 30 years of my life?
Daniel Duff of Plymouth handles the shipment of nuclear waste from Pilgrim.
I've been at the station approximately 5 years, and I believe in nuclear power. I find it unfortunate that we're going to close this plant down before its end of its usefulness.
Pilgrim, from 1972 to today, I think its legacy would be that it fulfilled a public need.
The plant's legacy would be, what a foolish adventure this was.
You look back on a whole life where you can feel good about. Yeah.
Fukushima happened. It could just as well have been here. We lucked out.